The Irish Times reports that the government will impose new restrictions today on social and economic life in Dublin in response to the rise in COVID-19 cases in the capital in recent weeks. The Cabinet is expected to approve a proposal to move Dublin to level 3 of the COVID restrictions from midnight, the paper says. The expected official announcement provides the main story for most papers. Restaurants and pubs may only be permitted to offer takeaway service and outdoor dining, says the Irish Independent. That would mean, according to the Irish Daily Mail, that most of them would have to shut temporarily. Pub brawl, says the Irish Daily Mirror headline, over a report that the government is set to stand up to officials who want to shut indoor dining in Dublin's pubs and restaurants again. What would Mary Lou MacDonald have done? The Sinn Féin leader, interviewed in the Irish Daily Star, says that all pubs should have opened in June. What the government should have done was trusted in people's basic cop-on, that publicans and customers would do the right thing, she said, hopefully. In an editorial, The Independent says that the crackdown was entirely predictable. The pandemic is sculpted by human behaviour, but we are not statues, says the writer. The need for further restrictions is entirely dictated by what we do. North of the border, the Irish News reports that pubs that do not sell food will be allowed to reopen there from next Wednesday. The Irish Examiner leads with a report on concerns about a meat plant in Cork that had 226 positive COVID cases but never closed down. Daniel McConnell writes that local politicians have criticised the failure of the meat industry and the health service executive to move more swiftly to contain the outbreak at the plant or to alert the local community. Tim Lombard, a Fine Gael senator, said it was completely unacceptable to allow such a major cluster occur, and his questions on the matter had gone unanswered. In response to queries from the Examiner, the HSE said it does not comment on individual cases or outbreaks to protect the privacy and confidentiality of those involved. The Belfast Telegraph reports that the Northern Executive's COVID-19 test booking website has been branded as shambles after an investigation uncovered alarming errors. The Times reports that Ulster Bank's UK parent NatWest is actively considering winding down the lender in the Republic. Joe Brennan says this puts more than 2,500 jobs and the future of its 88 branches around the state at risk. Winding down the business would take an estimated 6 years, the paper says. Tonight is Culture Night, and it's welcomed in an editorial in The Examiner. It is a tribute to the creativity, ingenuity and resourcefulness of Irish artists, the paper says, pointing out the hundreds of online and safe offline events programmed all around the country. The Examiner says that art and culture got us through the months of lockdown and will continue to help us navigate our new reality. The Times reports that a former model, Amy Doris, has accused the US President Donald Trump of sexually assaulting her at the US Open tennis tournament more than two decades ago. Via his lawyers, Mr. Trump has denied the allegation, the paper says. His opponent in the presidential election in just over 6 weeks' time, Joe Biden, is the subject of another piece in the Times. Janan Ganesh writes that Mr. Biden has never assembled an intense fan base or many dedicated enemies. This so-called enthusiasm gap is the most precious thing about him, according to the writer. Ganesh says that the United States has had two consecutive presidents with messianic followings. No democracy is riper for a period of tepid leadership.